To go is?
Gehen.
Once more?
Gehen.
Gehen. Gehen.
Gehen.
Gehen. So we are going would be?
Wir gehen.
Wir gehen. And you're going?
Sie gehen.
Sie gehen. And where are you going? Where, meaning where to are you going, would be?
Wohin?
Are you going?
Wohin gehen Sie?
Right. Wohin gehen Sie? You have a question mark, you invert. Wohin gehen Sie? To ask is fragen. 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 Die Frage is the question. The asking, the question, die Frage. So, I have a question would be?
Ich habe
eine
Frage.
Ich habe eine Frage. Why are you asking?
Warum frage Sie?
Right. Warum fragen Sie? Why are you asking? Why do you ask?
Warum fragen Sie?
Right. Warum fragen Sie? The same question. Same question mark. Do you ask? Are you asking? Fragen Sie. Warum fragen Sie? What is... I want to know.
Ich will...
To know is...
Weiß.
No, wissen. Wissen. Wissen is to know. Ich weiß. I know. Er weiß. I know. He knows. But wissen to know. So, I want to know.
Ich will weißen.
No, it's not weißen, it's...
Weiß.
Wissen.
Wissen.
Weiß is for I know, but the verb is wissen. Wissen. W-I-S-S-E-N. Wissen. So, once more, I want to know.
Ich will wissen.
Ich will wissen. I would like to know where it is. I would like,
möchte.
Once more, ich möchte. I would like to know.
Ich möchte wissen,
right.
Wo es ist.
Right. Ich möchte wissen, wo es ist. What, the word for there is dort. But if you put a direction or movement into it, there too would be dorthin. Like if you want to say, I want to go there, would be?
Ich will dort gehen.
Dort.
Dorthin gehen.
Dorthin gehen. There, if there's no movement, if it is not there too, it's just dort. Es ist dort. It is there. But to go there is to go there too. Dorthin gehen. I would like to go there.
Ich möchte dorthin gehen. Ich möchte.
Ich.
Ich möchte.
Mich.
Mich.
Like ich. Like mich. How do you, ich, how do you say for I is?
Ich.
Ich. No, not ich.
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 Once more?
Ich.
Ich. For me is für
mich.
Mich. Right. Not is
nicht.
Right. Nicht. And nothing, incidentally, you add an S to not, and you have nothing. Nichts. Nichts. If you want to say, I have nothing, I don't have anything, would be?
Ich habe nichts.
Tss.
Ich habe nichts.
Yes, a little more stress on habe.
Ich habe nichts.
Tss. Nichts.
Nichts.
To understand is verstehen.
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 I understand.
Ich verstehe.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Ich verstehe nicht.
Ich verstehe nicht. And I don't understand anything, meaning I understand nothing.
Ich verstehe nichts. Ich verstehe nichts.
Nichts. Yes. To use the word not, nicht, and add yes, nichts.
Nichts.
Right, nichts. Ich verstehe nichts. So, if you want to say, I don't have it, would be?
Ich habe nichts.
It.
Es nichts.
Right, ich habe es nicht. I don't have anything now.
Ich habe nichts.
Ich habe nichts.
Nichts.
Jetzt, now.
Jetzt.
Ich habe nichts. Jetzt. Oh, ich habe jetzt nichts. I would like is...
Ich möchte.
Good. Say it again.
Ich möchte.
Right. Ich möchte. Ich möchte. I would like to have it.
Ich möchte es haben.
Yes, once more.
Ich möchte es haben.
I want to hear the N. Okay. Ich möchte es haben. Haben. It is going very well.
Gehen.
It is going.
Es gehen.
Well, if you use it or he or she, in English we'll say it goes. Yes, you add an S. In German, instead of the S, you have a T for he, she, it.
Ist geht.
Right. Es geht.
Es geht.
So, it is going, it goes, or it is going, es geht.
Es
it
geht
is going very well.
Sehr gut.
Right, es geht sehr gut. Again, for he, she, it, you have the T. Mostly. Not always. The same as in English. You have an S, but not always. You say he can, and not he cans. So he will, not he wills. So in German too. So I want is ich will, he wants, er will. These are what I call handles. I'm going to come back to them. But the handles, he and he, she, it is the same as I. I must, ich muss. It's a handle, yes. A handle meaning it's always followed by another verb. How would you see? How does it go? How is...
Then?
V.
V.
W-I-E. V.
V.
How does it go?
Wie geht es?
Right. Once more.
Wie geht es?
Geht.
Wie geht,
geht.
Es?
It's gehen.
Gehen.
G-E-H.
Yeah.
It's an elongated sound of an E. It's an A. Geht. Wie geht es?
Wie geht es?
Right. Mm-hmm. Wie geht es? In the spoken language, the geht es can be contracted to wie geht's. Instead of geht es, geht's. Wie geht's?
Wie geht's?
Wie geht's is how's it going? How's everything? In German you say, how goes it? How's it going? Wie geht's? So you can also say, how are you going? Would be, how goes it to you? Wie geht's in to you is?
Ihnen.
Ihnen. I-H-N-E-N. Ihnen. Wie geht's Ihnen? Wie geht's Ihnen? Wie geht es Ihnen? Wie geht's Ihnen? If you want to say, I'm fine, you'll say, oh, It goes very well to me. It goes.
Es geht.
Mm-hmm. To me. It goes to me. Es geht.
Mir.
Mm-hmm. Well. Very well.
Sehr schön. Sehr gut.
Gut. Sehr gut. So say it again. Es
geht mir sehr gut.
Es geht mir sehr gut. Yes. Es geht mir sehr gut. So it is going very well would be.
Es geht sehr gut.
Es geht sehr gut. Mm-hmm. Everything is going very well. Everything is all.
Alles.
Hmm?
Alles.
Alles. So everything is going very well would be?
Alles geht sehr gut. Gut.
Right. Alles geht sehr gut. Mm-hmm. So gut means well and good. Better would be the T of better, of the English better, would be an S in German, and you have
Besser,
with a double S, besser. So the word for much, you know, how much is
wie viel.
You remember?
Wie viel.
Wie viel. Wie is how, viel means much, so much by itself is viel. Vielen Dank would be much thanks, many thanks. How do you say, I'm going much better today. I'm going meaning it goes to me, or I feel much better. It goes to me, it's going to me much better today. Because in German, when you ask, how are you? You say, how goes it to you? Wie geht's? Wie geht es Ihnen? And then you say, oh, it goes to me much better today, which would be?
Es geht mir heute sehr gut.
Sehr gut, very well.
Sehr besser. But,
much better.
Viel besser.
Right, es geht mir heute viel besser. Everything is going much better today, would be?
Alles geht.
Mm-hmm. Much better.
Viel besser.
Today.
Heute.
To feel. Well, what do you think, what could be to feel in German? I feel.
Ich fällen.
Hm?
Ich fällen.
No. No, it's not to fail or fallen, no. Fallen would be to fall. Okay. Just think of thing. To feel. I feel would be,
ich felt, fühlt.
Yeah, ich fühle. The verb is fühlen.
Fühlen.
Yes, fühlen. F-U umlaut, H-L-E-N, fühlen. Yeah, but even if you were to say ich fühle es, yes, you will be understood. You will get a feedback. Ah, sie fühlen es. And that will give you the signal of how to pronounce it.
Yes.
Zu fühlen is to feel. So I feel it would be ich.
Ich fühle es.
Ich fühle es. I don't feel it.
Ich fühle es nicht.
Right. Yes, ich fühle es nicht. Or I cannot feel it.
Ich kann fühle es nicht.
Okay. Again, I repeat and will repeat. Whenever you have two verbs, the second verb is always in the infinitive, the full verb, and at the end, unless you have a vowel situation, well, it's still at the end. Okay. Also, whenever we're talking about two verbs, actually the first verb is what I call a handle, meaning after can, after must, after want, after will. So ich kann, ich muss, ich will, I want, ich möchte, I would like, werden, I will, ich werde. These are handles after which you have to use the full verb with the N at the end, the E-N. So I cannot feel it would be.
Ich kann es nicht fühlen.
Right. Ich kann es nicht fühlen. If you want to say, I feel fine. In German, whenever you refer to yourself, you make a difference between I feel it or I feel something or just I feel. I feel, that refers to yourself. And you will say, I feel myself. So I feel fine would be, I feel myself well, which would be, myself is just me, mich.
Mich.
So I feel me, I feel myself would be, ich.
Ich fühle mich.
Ich fühle mich.
Gut.
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 Ich fühle mich gut. I feel very well today.
Ich fühle mich.
Ich, Umlaut. Ich fühle.
Ich fühle
right.
mich
sehr
gut.
Heute.
Heute.
Right. Ich fühle mich sehr gut heute. I don't feel very well would be.
Ich fühle nicht
ich
gut.
Ich fühle
mich nicht gut.
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 Ich fühle mich nicht gut today, heute.
Heute.
So again, I feel, meaning I feel, referring to yourself, is ich fühle mich. We feel would be, we feel to ourselves as us, and us is uns. So we feel fine would be wir.
Wir fühlen.
Fühlen.
Wir fühlen.
Uns.
Uns.
Us. We feel us.
Uns gut.
Is us and ourselves is the same. Wir fühlen uns gut. And for himself, herself, itself, yourself, you use sich. So he feels good would be, he feels himself fine would be,
fühlt sehr
sich, no,
sieg,
sich,
sieg.
So himself, oneself, itself, or yourself, sich, fühlt sich
sehr gut.
Fühlt sich sehr gut. Again, to feel is
fühlen.
Right. If you ask somebody, do you feel it? Would be
fühlen Sie es?
Right. Fühlen Sie es. But how do you feel? Not how do you feel it or something, yes? But how do you feel is how do you feel yourself? Wie
fühlen sich?
Wie fühlen you?
Sie.
Yourself.
Sich.
Right. Wie fühlen Sie sich?
Wie fühlen Sie sich?
Wie fühlen Sie sich heute? How do you feel today? How do you feel yourself today? Let's take, for instance, to wash. What do you think to wash could be in German? Just guess it.
Waschen.
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 Right.
Waschen.
So even if you say waschen, you will be understood. They will say, ah, waschen. So it's waschen. Because the W is pronounced like a V. Waschen. So I'm washing it would be?
Ich wasche es.
Right. Ich wasche es. So whatever you wash is waschen. But if you want to say I'm washing up, that means I'm washing myself in German.
Ich wasche mich.
Ich wasche mich. So these are reflexive verbs which you have more in German than in English. For instance, in English you will say to hurry. In German you say to hurry oneself. To hurry oneself is sich beeilen. Beeilen. Beeilen is spelled B-E-E-I-L-E-N. Beeilen. And you use it only in sich beeilen, in reflexive. Like, I'm hurrying would be, I hurry myself, which would be ich.
Ich behalt.
Beeile.
Beeile.
Beeile, yes, eile.
Ich beeile mir. Mich.
Right, ich beeile mich. So here you have, in speeding, you have the eile, yes? The beeile. Ich beeile mich. I must hurry would be, now must is a handle, which means after must, you have to use the full verb. So I must hurry, I must to hurry myself would be,
Ich muss. Ich muss mich beeilen.
Right. Ich muss mich beeilen. Ich muss mich beeilen. So, must is a handle. Muss, ich muss, er muss. With the handles, you don't have a T. As in English, you don't have an S for he, she, it. He must. But we must and you must is müssen. Müssen, with the umlaut, müssen. So, we must hurry would be wir.
Wir müssen.
Müssen. Wir müssen. Was more?
Wir müssen.
Not müssen. Müssen.
Müssen.
Right. Say it again. That was good.
Wir müssen.
Right. Hurry ourselves. Us.
Uns beeilen.
Right. Wir müssen uns beeilen. He must hurry.
Er muss
is right. Er muss.
Er muss sich beeilen.
Very good. Er muss sich beeilen. So sich is for oneself, himself, itself, herself, and yours. One in German is man, spelled M-A-N. In German, you can say, one must hurry, meaning we all must hurry. One must. In English, you don't use it so much, the one. I'm not talking about the number one, but one and one must. Whereas in German, it is used. Man muss. Man muss. So, very often referring to all of us. So, again, one must hurry would be man.
Man muss. Man muss sich beeilen.
Beeilen, right.
Beeilen.
Right, man muss sich beeilen. Or we must hurry. Wir
müssen.
Was war?
Wir müssen.
Good. Wir müssen hurry ourselves. Ourselves is us.
Uns. Beeilen.
Right. Wir müssen uns beeilen. Wir müssen uns beeilen. You must hurry.
Sie müssen sich.
Yes, say it again.
Sie müssen sich beeilen.
Right. Sie müssen sich beeilen. Sie müssen sich beeilen. How would you say, I will hurry. I will hurry.
Ich werde.
Right. Ich werde.
Beeilen.
Myself. Ich werde.
Werde mich. Beeilen.
Right. Ich werde mich beeilen. How would you say, I'm going to hurry?
Ich werde mich beeilen.
Right. Yes. So I will, I'm going, the same. Ich werde mich beeilen. How would you say, we are going to hurry?
Wir werden.
Wir werden, yes.
Wir werden uns beeilen.
Right. Wir werden uns beeilen. We are going to hurry. We will hurry.
Wir werden uns beeilen.
Right. Wir werden uns beeilen. So, we will hurry, we are going to hurry, it's the same. Wir werden uns beeilen. How would you say, will you hurry, please?
Werden Sie bitte sich beeilen.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Wollen Sie.
Thank
wollen
you.
Sie. Say yes.
Okay.
Yes,
how
course.
Would you say that?
Wollen Sie, will you?
Yes. Hurry yourself.
Wollen Sie beeilen.
Was more?
Wollen Sie sich beeilen.
Right. Wollen Sie sich beeilen, bitte.
Bitte. Yes.
So watch out for the will.
Yes.
Will is the future, except when you start
yes.
out with will you please, it's not
the future.
The please
was a hint.
Wollen Sie sich beeilen, bitte. Wollen Sie sich bitte beeilen. Oh. Can you hurry?
Können Sie beeilen.
Yourself.
Sieg beeilen.
Right. Können Sie sich. Shall or should is sollen. It's not a handle. Sollen. Spelled S-O-L-L-E-N. So, you shall or you should hurry up would be Sie.
Sie sollen sich beeilen.
Right, Sie sollen sich beeilen. Sie sollen sich beeilen. So, if sollen, what would be, I shall.
Ich soll
mich beeilen, yes. How would you say, why don't you hurry?
Warum beeilen Sie nicht?
Where is yourself?
There is the reflexive,
aha.
Yes.
So warum? Yes.
Warum sich beeilen Sie nicht? No. Warum beeilen Sie sich nicht?
Right. That was good. Say that again. A little more slowly.
Warum beeilen Sie sich nicht?
Right. Warum beeilen Sie sich nicht? Warum beeilen Sie sich nicht? How would you say? Hurry up. Hurry up would be hurry yourself.
Beeilen Sie.
Beeilen who? Beeilen
Sieg.
Yes, once more. Beeilen.
Beeilen sich.
That would be just to hurry oneself.
Beeilen Sieg.
Beeilen, yes.
Sie sich.
Right. Beeilen Sie sich. Beeilen Sie sich, meaning hurry up. Beeilen Sie sich. Hurry yourself. Beeilen Sie sich. To interest is interessieren. You have verbs in German that end in ihren, like interessieren, organisieren, to organize, spezialisieren, to specialize. Yeah. These are verbs in German that were all taken in from French. Usually you have the eyes, yes, organize, organisieren. But not only. So to interest, interessieren. So you can say in German, I am, well, if interessieren is to interest, interested, you just say interessiert. In English you have interested, the ed. In German you have both ihren, just cut off the ending, and have a t, interessiert. So I am interested would be.
Ich bin.
Of course.
Ich bin interessiert.
Mm-hmm. It interests me would be as.
Es interessiert mich.
Es interessiert. Es interessieren would be.
Es ist mir interest. Interest.
You want to say this? It is to me. That would be.
Too complicated.
It would be interesting. Interesting is interessant.
Mm-hmm.
You can say es ist mir interessant. Mm. It is interesting to me. But let's take the verb to interest, interessieren. If you want, you can say in German, I interest myself. If interessieren is to interest, I interest would be ich.
Interesse.
You just cut off.
Ich interesse mich.
Once more,
ich interesse mich.
No, the verb is not interessen. Ich interesse, the verb would have been interessen. The verb is interessieren.
Interessiere.
Right, interessiere. Of course. You don't have to invent it, just follow. Interessieren, cut off the N and you have interessiere. Ich interessiere. I interest myself would be.
Ich interessiere mich.
Right, ich interessiere mich sehr. I am interested. I interest myself very much. Ich interessiere mich. He is interested. He interests himself would be.
Er interessiert sich.
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 Yes. Er interessiert. There you have the T. Er interessiert sich. He interests himself. He is in the process of being interested. Interessiert. Er interessiert sich. But you can also say, it interests me very much. It interests me.
Es interessiert mich.
Right. Es interessiert mich sehr. Es interessiert mich. It interests me. Es interessiert mich sehr. It interests me very. So again, it is es. You can also say that interests me. This or this would be das.
Das.
Yes. D-A-S. You have that. Mm-hmm. The th is a D, and the T is an S, and you have that, das. So that interests me very much.
Das interessiert mich sehr.
Sehr, right. Sehr. Das interessiert mich sehr. How would you say, that doesn't interest me?
Das interessiert mich nicht.
Right. Das interessiert mich nicht. But interesting, used as an adjective, is die ing, as an adjective, is interessant. Es ist interessant. Es ist sehr interessant. Again, that is an import from France. The word for joy is Freude. Like Freud, Sigmund Freud, means joy. Freud, Freude. You have the Ode to the Joy in the Ninth Symphony. Freude, schöner Götterfunken. Joy, schöner Götterfunken. Beautiful, divine spark. Freude. The verb is to enjoy, to have joy. Yes, is reflexive, sich freuen. So I'm very pleased. In German, I'm very pleased would be, I enjoy myself. Would be
ich freue ich freue mich.
Ich freue mich. Ich freue mich sehr. I enjoy myself very much, meaning I'm very pleased. So you can say I enjoy myself. Ich freue mich. You can also say it pleases me. It gives me joy.
Es freut mich.
Right. Es freut mich sehr. Es freut mich sehr. Either you can say ich freue mich sehr or es freut mich sehr. The word for time is Zeit. Zeit. Die Zeit. Zeit spelled Z-E-I-T or Z. E-I-T, Zeit. The Z always has the sound of a T-S, Zeit. Die Zeitung is the newspaper. Die Zeitung. The N-G in German is always pronounced, not like in English. That's why often you will hear Germans when they speak English. Saying I'm doing it. Yes, I'm singing. The ng is pronounced die Zeitung. So die Zeit. I don't have the time. Would be.
Ich habe nicht
die
Zeit.
Ich habe nicht die Zeit. You can also say, I have no none, no time. Would be ich habe keine Zeit. Keine is no. No time. Keine Zeit. Das ist kein Problem. It's no problem whatsoever. Es ist kein, that is kein Problem. So again, I have no time would be, and I have no time now.
Ich habe keine Zeit.
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 Right.
Jetzt.
Think of the Z or Z. Think of a TS.
Zeit.
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 Once more.
Zeit.
Right, Zeit.
Zeit. Yes. Jetzt.
Right, ich habe keine Zeit jetzt. The word, do you remember the word for possible?
It's möglich.
Möglich. What might be. Möglich. Möglich. M-O, umlaut, G-L-I-C-H. Möglich. The possibility would be Möglichkeit. It's Kite or height is like the English hood. The possible hood is a possibility. Möglichkeit. I have no possibility would be.
Ich habe keine Möglichkeit.
Right, ich habe keine Möglichkeit. Now, if after a noun or after an adjective, if you continue and that it's followed by a verb, the verb will have zu. For instance, if you want to say, I have no time to do it, would be, I have no time,
ich habe keine Zeit.
Yes, but I want to hear the T. Ich habe keine Zeit. Keine Zeit.
Ich habe keine Zeit.
Right. To do it. Es zu tun.
Zu tun.
Es zu tun.
Es zu tun.
Yes. Or if you want to say it is not possible to do it.
Es ist nicht möglich
to do it.
Es zu tun.
Zu tun.
Zu tun.
No.
Zu.
It's zu. Spelled Z or Z. But Z U. Z U. Zu. Again,
zu
the Z. The Z has the sound of a TS. Zu.
Zu tun.
Zu tun.
Zu
es ist nicht möglich, es zu tun. Now, I'm talking here about nouns, about adjectives, about verbs, and to make sure that it is clearly understood. I don't want you to think of what is a noun, person, place, or thing, or whatever, but any word in front of which you can place the article the in English is a noun. So the time, the opportunity, the happiness, these are all nouns. So what you don't have to think of person, place, or thing. And an adjective, any word in front of which you can place am or is an adjective. Possible, is possible. Happy, am happy. And the verb has nothing to do with action or doing verbs or whatever they tell you in school. But any word in front of which you can place to is a verb. To be, to have, to go, to see, these are verbs. If you know how to handle verbs, you know how to handle the language. Everything else is just vocabulary. So here, I'm trying to show you that if and whenever you have a noun or an adjective and it is followed by a verb, then you use the verb with zu. For instance, opportunity in German is Gelegenheit. Gelegenheit. And everything that ends in Heit, which comes from the, which in Anglo-Saxon is Hood. Heit or Keit. It's always die Gelegenheit. Also all words ending in ung, U-N-G, die Zeitung, is die. So Gelegenheit means opportunity. I would like to have the opportunity to see it. I would like.
Ich möchte.
Right, that was good.
Ich möchte.
the opportunity, have the opportunity.
Haben.
No.
No.
Haben comes at the
die,
end.
Die.
Die. Gelegenheit. Mm-hmm. Now comes.
Es wait. Zu haben.
No.
No.
No. We have here different clauses.
I
yes.
I would like to have.
I would like to have the opportunity.
Ich möchte die Gelegenheit.
Haben. Right. Ich möchte die Gelegenheit haben.
Ah, yes.
And now comes to see it.
Es zu sehen,
right. Ich möchte die Gelegenheit haben, es zu. The word for always is immer. Spelled I-double-M-E-R. I don't always have the opportunity to see it. I don't have always.
Ich habe.
Not always.
Nicht.
Immer. So once more.
Ich habe nicht immer.
Ich habe nicht immer die Opportunity.
Die Gelegenheit.
Right. Ich habe nicht immer die Gelegenheit.
Die Gelegenheit.
To see it.
Es zu sehr.
Sehen.
You
need the end, the whole verb. Es zu sehen. Ich habe nicht immer. I don't have always, immer. Ich habe nicht immer die Gelegenheit. Es zu sehen. If you want to say, I don't often have the opportunity. Often. How you spell often in English?
O-F-T-E-N.
Well, take off the E-N and you have in German.
Oft.
Just O-F-T. Just the first syllable of often. So, I don't often have the opportunity to see it. I don't very often have the opportunity to see it.
Ich habe nicht,
right.
Sehr oft die Gelegenheit, es zu sehen.
Yes. Ich habe nicht sehr oft die Gelegenheit, es zu sehen. So, how would you say it is not possible?
Es ist
nicht
possible, möglich.
Mm-hmm. It is not possible to go there today.
Es ist nicht möglich
today.
Heute.
There.
Dorthin,
very good.
Gehen.
After an adjective.
Zu gehen.
Right. Es ist nicht möglich, heute dorthin zu gehen. So after an adjective or after a noun, the. An adjective ammo is possible, dorthin zu gehen. Es ist nicht möglich, heute dorthin zu gehen. The word for important in German is wichtig. Wichtig. Spelled W-I-C-H-T-I-G. Wichtig. Wichtig you will, that comes out of string number 3, the G string. We have in that string the G and GH and CH. So wichtig actually comes from weighty. To put weight on something becomes important. It becomes weighty, yes, with weight. And that is wichtig. There you have the weight. Es ist wichtig. So it is very important to do it.
Es ist sehr wichtig.
Right. Es ist sehr wichtig to do it.
Tun.
Yeah. Wichtig is an adjective, isn't it?
Zu.
Hm?
Wichtig.
To do it.
Es zu tun.
Right. Es ist sehr wichtig, es zu tun. It is not so important, would be.
Es ist nicht.
So is.
So.
So.
So. Wichtig.
Right. To do it today.
Es zu tun.
Es.
Es zu tun. Bitte.
You still throw the verb at well, to the end.
Es heute zu tun. Zu tun.
Right. Es ist nicht so wichtig, es heute zu tun. Right. Another adjective which you will use a lot is it is not necessary. Necessary in German is nötig. Nötig, spelled N-O umlaut for nö, tich, T-I-G, nötig. Nötig, comes from note. Note means need. So actually nötig is needy. If it is needy, that means necessary. Mm-hmm. Es ist nötig. It is needy. So, it is not necessary to do it now.
Es ist nicht nötig. Nötig.
No, not, there's no R. Just nö.
Nötig.
Right. Es ist nicht nötig.
Es zu tun.
To do it now.
Es zu.
Es.
Es zu, no, es jetzt,
right?
Zu tun.
Right. Es ist nicht nötig, es jetzt zu tun. The word for late is spät. 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 Spelled S-P-A umlaut T. Spät. Again, whenever you have an ST or an SP in German that has the sound of an SHP or SHT, which you don't do in German. You don't have SHP or SHT, just SP, ST, which gives you the sound of an SH. Like die Stadt is the city, spelled S-T-A-D-T, die Stadt. The state would be der Staat, S-T-A-A-T. Here you have the double A for an elongated sound of an A, Staat. Yes. And die Vereinigten Staaten, die Vereinigt, ein is one, and what is made into one is united, die Vereinigten made into one, states, die Vereinigten Staaten.